Good morning. Did I leave my paper up there? The yellow one? Oh, no, it's right here. So I was having a hard time trying to figure out how I would word table talk and how I would talk about it and go about it. So I asked for help. And on one hand, I had Bruce telling me how we don't want to have the main focus all on us. We want to have it on Jesus. And then on another hand, I had Jennifer telling me how we need to, how when we do table talk, we give a little insight about ourselves so like we can get to know each other. So I was sort of having a hard time to how to like infuse both of those together so I can have a perfect table talk. So what I did, I went to the new dictionary, Google, and I asked Google, I said, hey Google, what is table talk? Because I knew what table talk was because obviously I go to church and I see how people do it, but I wanted to hear like the definition of it. So it said informational conversation that carries on a mill or at a mill. So when it said on a mill, I was like, oh, the mill that we're supposed to do is communion. So after that, I was looking on the Bible. I was looking in the Bible, and my aunt told me this verse that really stood out to me. It said, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. One night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is new covenant between God and his people, and agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it, for every time you eat bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So when I think about this verse, I'm thinking of, okay, he died for our sins. And so I'm thinking whenever I take communion, I'm thinking and remembering of him and how he died for our sins. So can you guys please join me and take this meal with me? God, I just want to thank you for bringing your only son down here and for him dying for our sins. Sometimes I think about it and I think that I don't know if I would be able to do what you did. God, I just want to thank you so much. And I just want to thank you for all that you've done. Please, the bread. Sorry. God, I also want to thank you for the blood that he shedded for us. Thank you. Once again, drink the water.